1 Peter C. 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 The drawing cords of love, as Jehovah is holy, He requires His people to be holy, pure, undefiled, for without holiness no man shall see the Lord. Those who worship Him in sincerity and truth will be accepted by Him. If church members will put away all self-worship, and will receive in their hearts the love for God and for one another that filled Christ's heart, our Heavenly Father will constantly manifest His power through them. Let His people be drawn together with the cords of divine love. Then the world will recognize the miracle-working power of God, and will acknowledge that He is the strength and the helper of His commandment-keeping people. C. C. The creation of faith. Under the inspiration of the Spirit, the Apostle Peter represents Christians as those who have purified their souls in obeying the truth. Just in accordance with the faith and love we bring into our work will be the power brought into it. No man can create faith. The Spirit operating upon and enlightening the human mind creates faith in God. In the Scriptures, faith is stated to be the gift of God, powerful unto salvation, enlightening the hearts of those who search for truth as for hidden treasure. The Spirit of God impresses the truth on the heart. The gospel is called the power of God unto salvation because God alone can make the truth a power which sanctifies the soul. He alone can render the cross of Christ triumphant. Erring the soul of sin, the Lord purifies the heart very much as we air a room. We do not close the doors and windows, and throw in some purifying substance, but we open the doors and throw wide the windows, and let heaven's purifying atmosphere flow in. The Lord says, He that doeth truth cometh to the light. The windows of impulse, of feeling, must be opened up toward heaven, and the dust of selfishness and earthliness must be expelled. The grace of God must sweep through the chambers of the mind, the imagination must have heavenly themes for contemplation, and every element of the nature must be purified and vitalized by the Spirit of God.